The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we bring you two episodes focusing on nursing as a second career choice. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Chris Fogarty. Chris is a 2013 graduate of Kent State's Accelerated BSN program and currently works in the intensive care unit at Mercy Medical Center in Canton, Ohio, as a staff RN. I ask him about his shift to a career in nursing and also shared questions from current nursing students as part of our Ask a Nurse portion of the podcast. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to sit down and chat with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the first question I always ask is to ask people why they wanted to become a nurse, and especially this time around because we're talking about nurses in second careers. I'm curious what drew you to the nursing field.
Well, that's a great question. I started my career in customer service. I worked in manufacturing, customer service environment, customer support, warranty, et cetera. And I think I always knew that I liked working with people, but the medical aspect of nursing, working with people's lives, really kind of scared me. But it was really the service aspect that ultimately drew me to nursing and made me realize that helping people in a genuine and very here and now way was probably the biggest draw for me.
What was your process for going back to nursing school? Did you go through an ADN program, a BSN program? Tell us a little bit about your educational background.
Sure. I went through the Accelerated Bachelor of Nursing program at Kent State University. I had a previously acquired Bachelor of Arts in history through a small bachelor or liberal arts school. And when I decided to go back to school, I knew that I wanted to pursue the bachelor's degree because most hospitals are looking now for nurses with their bachelor prepared degrees. And so I got my prereqs at a community college in Canton, Ohio, and I was accepted into the Accelerated BSN program, which at Kent State is about 16 months. So I completed that in May of 2013, passed boards and now practicing as an RN. So it's BSN prepared.
What were some of the things you ran into going back to school? Sometimes that can be a challenge. I know it was for me, kind of putting my life on hold and really uprooting a lot of the things I had going on to take the time out of my life that's required for going through school.
Well, that's an excellent question. It started out, the process got rolling because I lost my job in 2010. I was managing a customer service department at a small manufacturing company, and that job was eliminated. So I found myself, my wife and I were asking, what's the next step? After looking at different options, I had a friend who had attended Akron University's Accelerated BSN program, and he said, you know, she'd check it out. And I was hesitant, but I thought, well, I'll go ahead and give it a shot, at least explore the option. So I did some home health care. I really liked the service aspect, like I mentioned before, and started looking from there. And when we did literally, like you did, uprooted our family. We were living in my hometown on the west side of Ohio. We moved back to my wife's hometown of Canton on the east side. We had just, we have five kids now, but our fourth had just been born. She was literally 6 days old when we made the move. We had been in the process of obviously just making plans. But we moved out to Canton. We sold our house. It was challenging from the fact that you do feel like you're putting your life on hold for a couple of years. But my wife and I continued to say, you know, we want to make sure that we're living life while we're doing this, knowing that it's not a wasted 2 years, that it's a building 2 years. And really, as an adult learner, aside from the challenge of going back to school and saying, I've got to go back into education from a professional career, I think it's that understanding that I'm doing this to be fully in control of my career, but I feel like I'm pausing when really you're not. You're not pausing. You're building and you're moving that momentum into a bigger and better career, I believe. So yeah, the challenges really were, can I keep that momentum in life? You know, still got family, and not everybody is a second career learner has a family. Some are straight out of college or only have a year or two of experience in a professional degree. But in any regard, you are putting what seems like a pause, but it's important to keep that, to realize that you're purposefully giving your life some new momentum.
And it doesn't just come out of nowhere. I know I drew a lot from my previous experiences when I went into nursing, I found that my previous job experience and career experience really served me well when I moved into nursing school. Absolutely. And on into nursing. What kind of things did you find that you brought from another career that you wouldn't have necessarily thought translated into a nursing background?
Well, the biggest, I would say, was my interaction with people on the phone, because when I was working as a direct customer service representative, taking calls on for tech support or warranty, I was talking with people that I had never met before in my life, you know, 30 to 50 people a day. And that ability to translate that into the medical field, where I'm walking in not 30 or 50 a day, but, you know, a new patient every day, multiple patients every day, and having that some previous comfort level of I can relate, or I can quickly relate to people and help them feel more at ease. I think that helped me prepare, and that's what I brought to it. I know a lot of people out there have various backgrounds that help as well.
Now, I know you got some scholarship help. You were awarded the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation New Careers in Nursing Scholarship. Tell us a little bit about how that program really helped you be successful in school.
Well, the first thing that you see as a scholarship recipient is the dollar signs. It was a very generous scholarship, and it really helped a lot. But as I quickly learned, the RWJF New Careers in Nursing Scholarship was more than just money. They gave us a lot of opportunities to grow as leaders in nursing. We would have monthly luncheons with nursing leaders in the area, doctor of nurse practice, nurse anesthetists. We had different programs where we mentored or we were first mentees and then mentored students. We got to attend different conferences, and it was, like I said, much more than the money. It was about growing into future nursing leaders, because they really, RWJF sees that the nursing profession, as it grows, needs to focus on building those leaders of the future. And it was a fantastic, and continues to be a fantastic program.
Now, you still are active with some of that program work with, I guess, students at this time and as a previous recipient. What are some of the things you find yourself talking with the students that you work with about?
Well, I'll first say that what you're probably referring to is the New Careers in Nursing Scholar Network that I was asked to help pilot a couple of years ago. I'm part of the steering committee for the Scholars Network, and I've been to a couple of the annual summits for that, for RWJF's New Careers in Nursing, and also to some regional daily conferences that we've had in the past year. And the students that I've talked to are saying a lot of the same things. You know, they've had experiences that they would not have otherwise had, having exposure to nursing leaders in a national scope. Not to mention the local scope, but getting to see kind of the cutting edge of nursing where nursing's going, and the people that are involved in helping change policy and legislative policy that are going to help drive nurses in the future. So that's the neat thing that I've seen students say. I would never have had this experience if it hadn't been for RWJF.
What does the best piece of nursing advice you've ever received? You know, you're a relatively new nurse, but you've been working for a while now, and you've obviously been exposed to nurses who have been leaders in different aspects of nursing. What was the piece of advice that stood out to you the most?
Well, I'll take you back to nursing school day one. And it was my very first nursing professor. And he said, I want you to keep the energy that you have today throughout your career. Your days will have ups and downs, but if you keep coming back to the energy you have today as a new nursing student, you've made it to nursing school, which for us was a different process than most people, but I know every nurse early in their career has this charisma and this energy. And he said, keep that energy. On the days that it's tough, look back and say, and draw on that energy. And for me, that's really been the best advice, because nurses have ups and downs just like any other career. But it's crucial, I believe, in a caring profession like what we are part of, to keep that energy, because the best nurses are not just the nurses who can do the job, but it's the nurses that bring that passion for patient care, that really show true caring. And that can't happen without a compassionate and caring and really energetic spirit, I believe. So I've always remembered that. It was day one. He was bringing this crop of 30 new second career students in, and he said, keep this passion and this energy. And that's the thing that stands out the most for me.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, and it's one of those things. I've actually brought a similar piece of advice from before my nursing career, which was talking about following my passion and maintaining that fire within me to continue to do the things that I like to do and wanted to do, and nursing has given me unique ability to do that in so many different ways. You look forward to what's coming up for you, and obviously you just finished school, you're not ready to dive back in, but what do you see for yourself in the future as you look at the rest of your nursing career, maybe 5 or 10 years down the road?
Sure. Well, I was just having a conversation with another nurse that we started at the same time in the intensive care unit, which was my first assignment out of nursing school. And I said, you know, where do we go from here? And I think I've known since I graduated that the next step is nurse practitioner. I have some friends who want to go on to be nurse anesthetist, some to hold various certifications. But I think ultimately the doctor of nurse practice is my 5 to 10 year goal. There's a couple different programs around here, so I'm excited at the options. But once I get a couple of years under my belt, I think I'm going to start back and pursue the doctor nurse practice. Because right now, they don't require, as I'm sure you know, it's still a full master's level requirement. But most other medical disciplines require a doctorate degree of some sort. So I know that's where nursing is going, and that's where I want to end up.
Yeah, I think it sounds like you've got your plans laid out for you and really have some goals set. And what is it about being a lifelong learner that is important to nursing? You know, why is it important for nurses to continue to move forward in their careers in some way? What, even if they're changing directions in specialties, but continuing to learn and continuing to move forward?
That's a great question, because I think in a day-to-day practice, you kind of get, it's easy to slow down and just get in the rut. But I think that's actually one of the main reasons that nurses need to be continual learners, is knowing that there's always a better way to do something, and always a better way to deliver care to our patients. And even if you're just going for a new certification, you may not everybody's going to be a nurse practitioner or a nurse anesthetist, but remembering that if you want to be excellent, you have to find the next best thing, or the better way to do it. And without that learning and the continuous learning and also contributing. You know, we have nurses in our department that they do posters, continuing education posters, and we take, everybody has to do their CEs, but we're encouraged to go above and beyond and take additional classes and learn more, get more of a focus. So I really think it's about the patient. You know, how do we continue to get better and deliver better care and not get stuck in the rut of, I do the same thing today that I did yesterday and the day before that, always getting better.
What advice would you offer for that person out there that's saying, listening to this and saying, wow, you know, I'm thinking about shifting careers and I've been looking at nursing and wondering if it's for me. Do you have any particular piece of advice for someone thinking in that direction?
Well, I think from my perspective, the biggest piece of advice I have is that, A, it's always worth doing the research and saying, is this the thing that's for me? Is it something that that I'd be a good fit and it'd be a good fit for me. But also to remember that you can't be, with any career, nursing is no different, you can't be overly idealistic and say, if I make this change, my career, I'm going to have a good day every day the rest of my life. But to say nursing, just like every career, has its challenges. And if you're open and you talk to nurses who say, this is what I do as a nurse, and you shadow and you do the, you maybe take a part-time job in home health or whatever, and you've done the research and you say, yeah, I want to go for it, then make the change. You know, you and I both having previous careers know that there's a challenge no matter what you do, but it's the people that accept those challenges and say, I want to be the best out there, I want to do my best every day, that if you can say, yep, that's what I want to do, I say go for it. I'm always surprised by the people that the backgrounds of people and their second careers that come into this. I know engineers, chemists, teachers, you know, that run the full gamut. But yeah, if you ask yourself, am I willing to accept the challenges as well as the excitement of nursing, then I think you go for it, pursue it.
And it's you just hit the nail on the head there when you talked about all the various people that are coming into nursing. And one of the things that excites me the most about that is all of the various skills and things they're bringing into their nursing career. I was a journalism and film major years ago, and then when I shifted into healthcare and got into nursing, you know, I never dreamed that I'd someday be a nurse journalist, but yet here I am. And I think that people need to remember that there are teachers in nursing, there are engineers involved in nursing practice in biomedical devices and things like that. There are all kinds of opportunities in the nursing space for people with all kinds of skills.
Right. You're absolutely right. I look at the IT people, you know, information technology is huge today. We're progressing to the point now where people can access medical records online for themselves, for their children. And I look at the people that came from IT that would never have seen themselves in a medical field now working in nursing informatics. You're right. There's so many different opportunities out there. Patient care, everybody thinks of bedside nursing is what nursing is, but it's so much broader than that. And every background has some application to the nursing field.
As we wrap up here, thinking about the people you've talked to and where you've come from, what you wish you knew when you got started in nursing school that you know now? What thing have you realized that you wish you had under your belt or thought about when you first started nursing school?
Well, that's a tough question. I think if there was something I wish I had, maybe an additional year of working as an aide. That may sound funny, but I worked for 8 months as a nurse aide or nurse tech locally, and I felt that was tremendously helpful, just understanding the day-to-day of a hospital floor. So I recommend that everybody in nursing school work as an aide if they can, because you get that exposure and work as much as you can. But aside from that, there's so many things that you get surprised at, honestly, when you go into nursing. I mean, the most I can't. That's a tough question. You know, everything from I don't know when to I wanted to actually page a doctor as a new nurse, to what's the best way to chart. I think the main thing as a nurse going into, or as a person going into the nursing school, is to not be afraid to ask questions. Ask as many questions as you possibly can, because that's the best time to learn. And as a new nurse too, ask questions, because the experience of those around you is what's going to propel you into being that veteran, being that experienced nurse. So I know that's not a specific answer, but really I'd say if you're asking questions and if you feel like you don't know something, you're not comfortable with something, or you're surprised by something as a new nurse, ask. There's somebody there that's going to help you, hopefully, and can answer that and help you be better the next time.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know you're getting ready to head off to work here soon, and so it was great that you took some time out of your day to talk with Nursing Notes Live and with me and with our entire audience. And just wanted to, again, thank you and offer our appreciation for you being a nurse and being passionate about what you do.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And to all those out there, the nursing profession is awesome, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Make sure you check out the entire June 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at nursing as a second career. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our panel of nurses, including Dylan Green, author of the Second Career Nurse blog and a practicing ER nurse for almost 2 years, and Patrick Hopkins, co-director for the Accelerated Program for Non-Nurses and an assistant professor of clinical nursing at the University of Rochester School of Nursing. He's also a pediatric neonatal advanced practice nurse at the Golisano Children's Hospital. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.